Here's another machine, probably at the opposite end of the scale, a tiny little machine that can only be seen with special instruments, but it could benefit many areas of manufacturing as it mimics how molecules are made in nature. It's been developed by Professor David Lee at the University of Manchester. Good morning.
Good morning.
You better tell us a bit more about what this machine's capable of.
Okay, my researcher involved in the ultimate in miniaturization, I guess, designing and making machines that operate at the molecular level. And this latest system is a prototype of a molecular machine that's actually able to build other molecules. So it's a tiny, tiny machine that assembles building blocks, just like Lego, really, but with bricks that are just a millionth of a millimetre in size.
And why is that useful?
Well, just as robots are used to assemble cars on assembly lines in factories in the big world, one day we hope we'll be able to use molecular factories to make molecules with lots of sort of benefits in efficiency and other exciting possibilities of the sorts of molecules we'll be able to make with it.
And this isn't tying with nature, is it?
Oh, no, no. No. It's being inspired by nature. So, in fact, the way that molecules are made in your cells is by molecular factories actually churning out the molecules to do their specific function. So we're mimicking that process, but using man-made machines, but using the principles used by nature.
But could you make anything?
Well, we can certainly make lots of interesting things, we think, and open up lots of possibilities, because what this machine actually does is it assembles the molecular building blocks in a very precise order, and it's by controlling the order and the type of building blocks that you assemble that you get a molecule's particular properties. So, for example, biology assembles amino acids building blocks to form proteins, and depending upon the order of these building blocks and the exact type, you can get a whole range of different structures. So one structure might be a pain receptor in your brain, another will be antibodies that help that fight disease. Change the structure again and you'll get molecules that can walk down tracks in the cell carrying cargoes or muscles able to do mechanical work. Change the structure again and you get spider silk, which is five times stronger than steel.
Yeah, if that's not toying with nature, I don't know what is.
No. We're actually going to use different building blocks, and just as nature is able to vary the properties of materials by changing the order of those building blocks, we'll be able to perhaps to do the same for man-made polymers. Because at the moment, that's very difficult to do. All sorts of plastics, such as polystyrene, polycarbonate, like your bottles are made up of, they just have one kind of building block, identical building blocks, all in order. If we can actually add different building blocks in different sequences, we should be able to get the same variety of products as nature's able to produce.
Thank you, David. Professor David Lee from the University of Manchester.